Exam preparation. Listening practice 5. Page 94. Say no to dolphin shows. You are going to listen to an interview about the use of dolphins in shows. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hello and welcome to Animal Kingdom. I'm Rodney Williams and today our guest is animal rights activist Bianca Rivers. It's a great day for anyone who believes in animal rights, isn't it, Bianca?
Yes, it is, Rodney. We've just been told that India has banned the use of dolphins and whales in public entertainment. That means there'll be no aquarium shows.
That's wonderful. So, Bianca, are they going to set all their dolphins free once they close the aquariums?
Actually, the aquariums were only just being planned in a few different places in India, including Delhi and Mumbai. There were such massive animal rights demonstrations that they've taken away the licenses and they won't be built.
Is India the first country to ban dolphin shows?
No, it's only the latest. In the past 10 years, they've been banned in several countries, like Bolivia, Chile, Croatia, and Greece. And then there's Hungary. They were way ahead of everyone else. They started their ban in 1992.
What about the UK?
They haven't banned them, but they have standards that make it financially impossible to keep dolphins. For example, you have to have enormous pools. Other countries that do this are Norway and Brazil. On the opposite side, there are countries with huge numbers of dolphin shows. The biggest are Japan, China, the United States, Russia, and Mexico.
It's hard to believe that there are still so many dolphin shows.
Yes, it is. The aquariums claim that they're educational and that they're helping endangered animals. But in reality, they're mainly a good way to make money. And people think that dolphins and whales are cute and clever because they do such amazing tricks. They don't realize how much these animals suffer in captivity.
Why are the aquariums so bad for them?
These animals swim hundreds of miles every day, Rodney. Something they can't do in a pool, no matter how big. They use sonar signals to communicate, and in a pool, these just echo off the walls, and it's torture for them. And worst of all, when they're captured, they're taken away from their family and social group.
Fortunately, more and more people are aware of this. And one group that's helping is the Non-Human Rights Project, or the NRP. I'd like to ask Peter Hill, who's involved in the project, to join us. Peter?
Hi, Rodney.
Peter, we've all heard of human rights, but what are non-human rights? Isn't that the same as animal rights?
Not exactly. We want non-humans to be legally considered persons, and we're starting with some of the most intelligent animals on Earth, like chimpanzees, elephants, and dolphins.
So a person doesn't have to be a human being?
Not necessarily. These non-humans are persons because they have emotions. They're aware of themselves. They have relationships with other animals. They use sophisticated communication and can solve difficult problems. So we say that they have the same rights as a person to life and to freedom.
Which means that no one should own them.
Correct. None of these animals should ever be held in captivity.
So, Peter, what action is the NRP taking?
One example is a chimpanzee in the United States named Tommy. His owners keep him in a cage in a dark underground room. We're going to help Tommy take his owners to court, and our lawyers are going to represent him. He's our first client.
Bianca, have you got anything to say?
Well, I think it's an interesting idea, but it will just make things more complicated. Where do you draw the line between someone who's a person and someone who isn't? And what about less intelligent animals? In my opinion, we should concentrate on getting laws passed for animal rights for all animals.
Thanks very much to both of you.